Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I honestly cannot believe this. I don't know how else to call this out other than to continue reiterating that Elon Musk is a fraudster, liar, and scammer whose main goal is to pollute our information landscape, to pull every lever possible to carpet bomb our information landscape with lie after lie after lie. His Twitter feed is a mix of misinformation, AI videos, AI photos made by Grok, stats that are either made up or entirely misinterpreted to push a narrative, oftentimes targeting immigrant communities like trans communities, black communities, or even immigrant communities nowadays. And today, he's been tweeting about how there is still massive fraud, oftentimes in blue states, found throughout the government. But the problem is, Elon had unfettered executive access to the White House, to multiple departments. He had enough access to slash USAID unilaterally, and he did not find any fraud. In fact, not a single individual was recommended to the FBI for fraud or for waste or abuse. So Elon Musk continues to allege this massive, massive fraud scheme. And naturally, the online algorithms don't always push out the videos that I'm making. So if you want to help boost our factual videos, make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed to receive more breaking news. Thank you. But when he had power, he wasn't able to illustrate it at all. Before we even jump into Elon Musk's latest meltdowns online, let me just back up and show you how things have been going in the world of Elon. Elon the other day fell for a fake video of Venezuelans celebrating Trump. What did I just say literally 30 seconds ago? His entire feed is just AI slop, AI-generated videos, and I can't tell if he knows they're AI or he doesn't, and I can't tell which one is worse. Is he intentionally spreading disinformation, or is he just this much of an idiot? Elon Musk is sharing AI slop in an apparent attempt to stay in the president's good graces. The billionaire reposted what is very clearly an AI-generated video supporting the ongoing U.S. intervention in Venezuela. The video was uploaded by an account that immediately got fact-checked. Like, immediately Twitter said, this video is AI generated and is currently being presented as a factual statement intended to mislead people. What do you know? Elon Musk reposted this. His entire Twitter feed is just disinformation designed intentionally to pollute our landscape, to pollute the minds of the American people with lies. Think about how sick and twisted this is. It just works me up, gets me so worked up, because the richest man on the planet, you can argue that, you know, Vladimir Putin is actually the richest man in terms of oil and resources and access, but I'm just saying Elon Musk, the richest man on the planet reportedly, is leveraging his vast wealth to buy Twitter, turn into a propaganda machine, spend hundreds of millions of dollars to elect Donald Trump, then get access to the White House, then not actually do anything other than enrich himself in his own contracts, then continue to use his platform to spread AI videos. Elon Musk's ex is also creating twisted child images. I kind of touched on this in a video the other day. It's more of a side story, but Elon Musk's Grok has been openly creating like child sexual materials out of AI because people are asking it. Oftentimes weird-ass right-wingers are like, hey, remove the clothing of this image. And Elon Musk's Grok just does it. Again, it is straight out of a movie, and a lot of Americans are just blind to it. The richest man on the planet is spreading propaganda to infect our minds, and most people are too focused on George Soros. Caroline points out, Elon Musk is literally doing the exact thing that he and his fans are accusing Somalis of doing in Minnesota. He's taking government funding from his businesses that are going into his businesses and funneling it back into the campaigns of the politicians who helped him get all the government money. But when Elon does it, it's totally fine and not fraudulent whatsoever. As I pointed out earlier, Elon Musk sent out a tweet that said, "The fraud in California, New York, and Illinois is far greater than in Minnesota. My guess for how much fraud is happening nationwide is roughly 10% of the federal budget, so about $700 billion per year." Homie, as Joey points out, It's insane that Elon Musk was given unchecked executive power over federal spending for several months under this theory that you could easily find trillions in fraud, that he could go in there and find so much fraud, he even floated sending $5,000 checks to each and every single American. Well, guess who the real fraudster is? Guess who the real scammer is? The person who found no fraud, recommended zero individuals to the FBI. Like, for real, if there was this much fraud as Elon Musk is claiming, don't you think he would have spent his 3 or 4 months recommending individuals to the DOJ or the FBI for investigation or prosecution? There was none. There was nothing like that. It was just rewiring of contracts to help Elon Musk. But Joey points out, you know, he was given unchecked executive power and said that he could find trillions in fraud. Then he couldn't find trillions in fraud and is now just running back the narrative as if it never happened and further insisting that there is more fraud. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is standing there prancing around on stage today. Let me point out that he posted earlier this morning, California, under Governor Newsom, is more corrupt than Minnesota, if that's possible. The fraud investigation of California has begun. Thank you for your attention to this matter. This is just so incredibly sickening. The president of the United States is now making up lies about a governor because he's trying to recreate the situation in Minnesota. Tim Walz decided not to run for re-election, and it's due to a confluence of issues. The reports are one of the issues is this fraud investigation. Not that he's involved, but Minnesota fraud does exist. Over the past 4 years, there have been arrests. There has been fraud. And at the end of the day, it creates negative headlines for the party and for the governor if he continues to run for re-election. So we decided to nip it in the bud. It's not a concession of fraud. There is not some massive Tim Walz fraud scare. He literally just said, I'm not running for re-election. Now, Donald Trump is trying to take that same exact framework and is trying to make jokes about Governor Newsom, calling him Governor Newscum. It's just the same thing that Elon Musk does. Make up fraud to cover up the fact that you are the one who is fraudulent. We now have the data to say conclusively, according to the New York Times, that Elon Musk's Doge project was mostly fake. This supports the Elon Musk fraud theory perfectly. The receipts that Doge posted online turned out to be highly inaccurate. They fired scores of federal workers, only to rehire many of them back immediately with back pay. The federal government is now spending more, not less, than it was before Trump took office. And all the reports show that Elon Musk, who claimed he was going to save $2 trillion, then knocked it down to $1 trillion, then knocked it down to $500 billion. Then he said he might save $100 billion. All the reports show that the ending number is just complete BS. They claim to have saved, what, $65 billion. But out of the top 40 savings claims, 28 of them are inaccurate. Just look at this chart. All of the red bars are inaccurate claims of fraud. And the green bars are claims that, not of fraud, but of just waste. Savings claims that they made. They cut something and they saved something. The $4 billion claims that they made in savings, not even true. These were contracts that had already ended, or they were overinflating contracts. They did end up cutting some contracts for about $500 million, but it's not inherently good to just cut contracts. For example, they cut all of USAID and claimed that that was savings that they cut, but in the long term, that will cost us more money due to disease and due to soft power being lost. As Hutch points out, Elon and Doge had unfettered access of dozens of federal databases and could not provide evidence for even one single case of fraud whatsoever. Tim Walz, regarding this, Republicans claim Walz is responsible for billions in Minnesota fraud. Zero has been proven to be his fault whatsoever. There was one fraud case back in 2022, but the Biden DOJ took care of that. This is a pure distraction. Do you want real fraud? Elon Musk has pocketed $38 billion in federal contracts and subsidies through 2025 and is projected to grab another $11.8 billion in loans and handouts. He pulls in $8 million a day, $56 million a week, $240 million a month from the Treasury he pretends is bleeding fraud. And then a lot of that money ends up going into Elon Musk's pocket, obviously through the business, and then he reinvests it into electing politicians. This is insane. Doge found zero proven fraud and quietly erased $63 billion in fake savings. Fake savings. This $63 billion number I find to be so embarrassing because Elon claimed he was going to easily cut $2 trillion. He was running around stage with a chainsaw claiming he was going to cut $2 trillion, and we have nothing to show for it. Nothing to show whatsoever. I'm going to leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.